Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Words of affirmation are my big thing.
Yeah.
Just, was that like a head roll at that answer?
A what?
Did you just like kind of roll your eyes at that or no?
No.
Right, I'm wondering about
roll
it.
My eyes?
I thought I just started seeing for the first time. Like, I felt your energy. I was like.
I was like, how the fuck did you even know if I did?
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of First Date with me as your host, Lauren Compton. My guest today is from Barstool Sports and the Kirk Minahan Show. He also has podcasts called Why Are You Laughing? And the Blind Mike Project, Blind Mike Project. Give it up for Blind Mike Geary.
Thank you for having me, Lauren. What's up? Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, wow. We got a studio audience.
Wow. I didn't know there were other people in here. Jesus.
So for the people who don't know, I'm not being mean and calling you Blind Mike. That's a legit nickname.
That'd be really weird.
Wouldn't that be fucked up?
This is crippled, retarded Mike that we dragged in here. Yes. Actually, that is, a lot of people say, like, is this guy, like, I'll get comments on YouTube and shit, like, is this guy actually blind?
Yeah.
And I've never understood what's the other option for what that nickname would mean?
Yeah, like what would be the appeal in lying about that?
Exactly, yeah. I don't see the benefit, really.
So you were telling me a little bit about how you came about this nickname the other day. I want you to tell them because you're better at that.
So it was when I interviewed with Barstool Sports and I bombed the interview. I met with Dave Portnoy, which I didn't necessarily expect. So I walked into his office. I did terrible. I had nothing to offer the company at all. And, he goes, all right, well, get the fuck out of here. And I was like, you could also make fun of me for being blind if you want. And he was like, sit back down. And, he said, so we can call you. And I could see his wheels kind of turning. And I was like, Blind Mike, does that work? And he was like, yeah, perfect. So I don't know how much worse it would have been if he came up with the name, but I'm all right with Blind Mike.
And then you got hired right there.
Well, technically, it was right when they got arrested for protesting Tom Brady's suspension.
Oh.
And they invited me to go with them, but I couldn't. So I made a video where I showed up 2 days later in New York and just had the caption like, where are you guys or something like that? And then he messaged me on the way home and said, you're hired.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, so I have this menu here and I have appetizer questions.
Okay.
And I've got main course questions. And then we'll finish with something sweet, a little dessert question.
Nice.
So we'll get started with something light and easy. First of all, do you have a girlfriend?
I do.
What kind of compliments do you give your girlfriend?
I mean, like when she's being obedient, I give her a treat. Is that the type of thing you're talking about? She's done all her chores and everything.
Sit.
Yeah. Like when she's very good. No, I try to be, as you saw walking in here, I need just help getting around and stuff. And she's very good with that.
Yeah.
So I try to be very, you know, not take that stuff for granted and be very aware of that. I mean, I say the general stuff, like, oh, you're beautiful, that sort of thing. But I get self-conscious with that. Like,
because it's like, how do you know?
Well, that's the thing. I remember in college, a girl I was friends with. Yeah, I mean, you're not kidding. Literally, a girl I was friends with, we were going out one night. And I said, like, oh, you look good. And she goes, how do you know? And she was like, she was kidding and trying to be funny. But I was like, oh, God. Like, that's no one thing. Like, that's how people think of me generally. So yeah. I take that shit very, I'm a sensitive guy in that way.
But. Yeah, but I'm sure that you know, they always say that, like, a woman's personality can make her beautiful.
Sure.
And so.
Yeah, hers isn't that great. But, no, in general, yeah, I assume that's true.
What do you think is the most attractive thing about a woman?
I like a girl with a good laugh. Mm-hmm. I like a funny personality and I'm very, quiet and standoffish. So as
no,
you could,
you're not,
as you could tell before when we were setting up here, I'm just like, yeah, whatever. So I do kind of like a girl that dominates the conversation a little bit.
Yeah.
Cause that like warms me up. I get more, laid back as that goes along.
Great, you're gonna love my show.
Yes.
Do you have a hookup horror story?
I don't know about horror stories. I was trying to think of some, and I guess this would qualify. And this is like, I've been legally blind my whole life, obviously. So in my mind, I was like, oh, this has nothing to do with my eyes. And then I realized, like, oh, this wouldn't happen to a full sighted person, I guess. So when I was in college, I lived with my roommate, who's now one of my best friends, the Warthog. And which you can imagine by that nickname, the type of human being this is.
Right.
I went out one night, he stayed in, and I brought a girl back to our apartment. I didn't really think about it. I thought maybe he was asleep or maybe he wasn't around or something. And so we were hooking up and we're in my bed and I go down on her and I see a light with a reflection of his face. And I laughed into her pussy as I saw this creep just reading a blog or something. Like, he was just going about his business. He wasn't like watching. He wasn't lurking or anything. He was just like online. And then I assume like this girl was polite and didn't say anything, but she must think like, I guess this is what this guy's into or something. Yeah. She just went along with it. So good for her.
She's oh my
good
goodness.
Girl. Yeah.
What is your biggest pet peeve when it comes to dating?
I don't like sharing, which you would assume by a man of my physique, but not in the way you would think. Like, you can have as much of my food or drink as you want, but like my girlfriend will always be like, oh, try this drink, try this food, whatever. And I don't have any interest. And she gets like upset where she's like, no, try that. Like, we should share this experience. It's really good. I know you would like it.
Right.
So it's almost like she thinks I don't trust her, where I'm like, I don't want it. I ordered what I wanted. You had to have my food if that's what you're angling at. But and the other, I think like my
like
other,
she's going to poison you or something.
Well, it's funny you say that because you reminded me of this. She's like, if it comes up, say this. Because I don't think this is that weird. But like when we started dating, she noticed like the first couple times she slept over my house, I was always awake. Like if she woke up in the middle of the night or something, I was like up. And she's like,
weird.
Do you not? Yeah, I guess. I think it's normal. Because I was like, there's a stranger in my house. I'm on high alert. You know? Like I'm not. I understand I'm not like the type of person that she's after for my money or anything, but I have so little that I need to protect it. So I was like, what if she fucking robs me or is playing some kind of prank on me or something? So I was just awake and she's like, do you think I'm like, what do you think I'm going to do? And I'm like, I don't want to find out.
Yeah. I don't want to find out. Yeah. Oh my God. That's so funny. How long have you guys been together?
5.5 years about.
So she stole your heart.
Yeah. I guess you could say that.
Here you're trying to protect everything.
I know. Yeah. That's ultimately. Yeah. Yeah. She robbed me of my best years, you know?
Well, since you have lost your vision,
yeah,
which sense would you say is your strongest?
I guess hearing. Like now I've started, like I can't see like TV that well, but I'll still know like, oh, that's the guy from Succession or something just by voice.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess hearing. I feel like the other senses are not really on the same part. Like you lose your hearing, you lose your eyes, you're disabled. You lose your smell, no one really gives a fuck, you know? But those are much weaker senses. So I guess hearing is
definitely
more important.
I mean, like, that's just like COVID, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You lose your sense of smell. I mean,
right, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. I mean, I guess touch, because that's important for sexual activity, obviously, particularly for me, because that's the only, that's all I've got to go on, you know? Like, unless I have her queef or something so I can find her pussy.
Oh my goodness. When it comes to sexy time, how has that changed?
I think because I've been in a relationship for 5 years, I'm a little lucky in the sense that that's when I've lost the majority of my vision.
Uh-huh.
Like 5 years ago, I didn't walk with a cane. I could kind of, you know, go out on my own a little more easily, not need as much assistance. So that has probably made it a lot easier. I think the biggest thing is like I miss a lot of social cues.
Mm.
You know, if you're kind of raising your eyebrows at me or something, I have no idea.
Yeah.
So that was very tough just when I was single, because I was like, I'm not reading anything on this girl. I just have to go in and see if she pulls her head away, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Like for a first kiss or anything like that. Like that was a very tough time. So I was like an older virgin. I lost my virginity at 19, I think I was.
Yeah.
Not insanely old, but that's definitely older.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that was like I had a hard time reading people in general.
Right. How many long, by the way, we are deep into the main course questions.
Oh, wow.
Right. I know, already 10 minutes in. I'm like, let's just skip all these easy
ones.
You
didn't even ask if I wanted a safe word. You just strapped it on shoved it in.
You know what? Of all the people, you probably need a safe word.
It's all right. Split me open. I'm good to go.
If you had to pick a safe word, what would it be?
I would just start crying, I guess. I don't know. I don't need to throw out the word pineapple or anything.
I know everybody picks pineapple.
You'll figure it out.
I feel like at this point, if you watch the show and your safe word isn't pineapple,
honestly, I listened to a few episodes on the plane, so that's probably why it's in my head just subconsciously.
Pineapple.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be just like a logo up on my first date sign at this point.
Yeah, now there's no way it's not, I've never heard pineapple come up in a context other than
my safe word.
Yeah, so I think now you know that that's it.
What is your house look like?
How would I know? I don't know. What do you mean? just roasting me now?
No!
What does this room look like? I don't know, Lauren.
Goodness. Well, if you're walking through your house, you probably don't want like a lot of furniture, do you? Or have you memorized where all your shit is?
Yeah, I guess you just kind of memorize where everything is. Uh-huh. Like if I were to come into this room 4 or 5 more times, I could probably do it pretty easily.
Yeah.
So yeah, I see what you're saying. What's the blueprint? It's my girlfriend sometimes sets up like hurdles and things for me to jump over. You know, puts a laundry basket on the stairs, things like that.
Oh my God, that'd be so fucked up if that was how y'all fought. She just put things in your way and was like, yeah, that's what you get.
Yeah, leaves the toaster oven on, sees if I touch it, things like that.
Oh my goodness. That's so nuts. What's your guilty pleasure?
Food, obviously. Yeah. Definitely food. I mean, I like to drink. I'll take like edibles before bed, but not like a ton really. So yeah, definitely food, I think, is probably my worst vice.
What's your favorite kind of food?
Pizza, most pizza, pasta, carbs, sandwiches, like all that type of shit. Yeah, just anything with way too many carbs, mostly, but probably pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is your favorite pizza place? What kind of pizza? Do you like pineapple on your pizza?
No, God, it's terrible. I don't like pineapple on anything. It's slimy and disgusting. Why do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, good.
No.
Yeah. I don't know, Frank Pepe's and the original ones in New Haven. There's a couple up in New England. That's very good.
Uh-huh.
That's like world renowned. Yeah, I would say probably Frank Pepe's or Regina's in Boston is also very good.
Okay, well,
Mamma Mia is another great place out in Boston.
Next time I go to Boston, I'm going to text you and I'm going to see like what you like.
We'll get a Mamma Mia slice up there sometime.
Yeah. Have you ever had a terrible first kiss?
Terrible... In what, like she bites my tongue? What would that be?
Well, like my first kiss, the guy chipped my tooth.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No fucking joke. I was at a movie theater and he actually gave me a play-by-play, like what you would do in football. He was like, hey, I just want to let you know, I'm going to lean over and I'm going to kiss you and you're going to open your mouth about this much and then I'm going to stick my tongue in there and I'm going to swirl it around and then... That's going to be like your first kiss.
That feels like he was writing the worst romantic comedy of all time. Like, I'm going to say this and she's going to be like, wow.
Yeah, like as if I just, my panty dropped you know, I'm like, well, shit, finger me while you're at it. And so like, Jesus, I mean, God, we're here.
But that guy has used that on someone and it's probably worked.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he did like this whiplash thing where I was sitting there and I was like, okay. And there was no amount of surprise in the world. And he just whips his head around to the side and like bangs me in the face and it chipped my tooth.
And that wasn't part of the program he gave me.
No, the warning signs this guy gave me, a chipped tooth wasn't one of them.
Jesus. No, I don't have anything like that, I don't think. I mean, I've had girls that are like use too much tongue or something like that, but they're not knocking body parts out of my head.
No, I know. And I'm pretty sure that when he swirled his tongue around, he just... also ate that part of my tooth because I never found it.
It's gotta be weird to be a girl because like you'll go along with that. Like girls go along with that shit, whereas I feel like guys would be like, all right, we're not doing that. I'm good. But girls would just go, like the girl that was watching my roommate on the internet.
Yeah.
Like girls would just go along with shit, which has got to be a terrifying life to lead.
It really is. It really is. And I mean, like, ugh, just wish that your first of things didn't have to suck so fucking much, you know? Like, aren't those supposed to be sweet and memorable?
Yeah, but it's also like you're a rookie. It's literally you have no idea what you're doing. So the first of everything is going to be the worst, probably.
That's true. Do you like how? What's the temperature in your house? You have got to be able to feel that.
Now, see, even when you are, yeah, of course I can feel that. You didn't have to preface that one. You asked me if I could see my apartment. But yes, I know what temperature it is.
Springtime is coming, and I'm feeling a little nostalgic. Remember the good old days when spring break would roll around and we would spend all of our time out in the sun and having fun? Well, just because we are older now doesn't mean we don't deserve a little excitement come springtime. That's why I have partnered with DraftKings Casino. This spring, DraftKings Casino is celebrating the sun, fun, and spring break thrills with an exciting new offer you won't want to miss. All new customers who download the DraftKings Casino app, sign up using promo code DATE, and play a minimum of $5 will instantly receive $100 in casino credits. With over 300 real money games for you to choose from, including slots, blackjack, roulette, plus an assortment of DraftKings exclusives, there are so many ways to have fun. Head to the DraftKings Casino app right now. Sign up using promo code DATE. Wager a minimum of $5 and get $100 in casino credits instantly.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 and over. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per new customer. Must opt in and make minimum $5 deposit within 7 days. 168 hours of registering new account. Max match $100 in casino credits, which require one-time playthrough within 7 days, 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/newplayeroffer 2024.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lauren, by the way, for the folks out there that don't know, Lauren has acted like a guy named Don the Jeweler on Twitter was like, there's a blind guy out there, and that's why I'm on this show. It's like I'm a different species. Lauren's
no!
like, blind? What is that? I gotta interview this freak.
Okay, first of all, this guy, randomly, I sent out some tweet about how like rich, ugly guys had to be rich in order to pull pussy because they didn't have the looks. And right. So this guy, Don the Jeweler, I can't believe we both shouted this guy out by now. Like,
he's
what is
it.
This? Like, first day just becoming a Twitter feed?
He's jerking off right now.
Yeah, he's like, oh my God, this is my doing. And so he tweets at me and he's like, well, then how do you explain the rise in fame to Blind Mike? And I'm
sure.
Like, who's Blind Mike?
That's insulting that you didn't know that beforehand.
But now you're here.
I guess so, yeah.
And so,
what a redemption arc.
I know. Next, I should have Elon Musk be like, your platform, Elon Musk and Don the Jeweler and you is.
Yeah, guys,
all
tweet
Twitter
at Lauren, get on the show. She'll just have you on. It's like Tom Segura, Blind Mike, just Lauren's Taint 69.
There we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time, I'll let you write my handle.
Yeah.
Are you an only child?
No, I have a brother and two stepbrothers.
Are they also blind?
No. So my...
Just you?
Just me.
What the fuck?
Well, yeah, no, my parents weren't grooming a team of blind athletes or something. It wasn't like, all right, we need another one. No, the second kid was like, we fucked up pretty bad the first time around. So let's try for a sighted one. So what I have is hereditary in the sense that like my parents don't have it, but they have the gene. So someone in my family lineage on both sides has it somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, is there a surgery or anything that can help you?
I could just wear glasses. I'm just lazy.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
They should do more research so that they can find a cure.
Sure. Yeah, of course they should. I never thought of that, Lauren.
Anybody here for emotion of helping the blind people see?
I'm just going to go up to doctors now and say, hey, you should fucking do something. Like, I'm bumping into shit. Help me. Yeah, no, you're right. They should. I actually, I gotta be honest. I don't know if you heard of Lou Gehrig's disease, but they got to nip this sucker in the bud too. It's pretty brutal.
Oh, what is that?
I
should Google it.
Google it. Yeah,
you know what?
Yeah.
I'll just tweet about it. I'll see who comes back at me, and I'll get one of those people on my show.
It's almost as bad as being blind.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just move on. Do you get like any free passes for being blind? Any special privileges?
I mean, at the airport, I'm treated like a king, I guess.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, there is an element of, like, they think I'm retarded. like they'll say, so, like, me and my girl, they'll be like, right this way, sir, please. And then they're like, can he walk through this? Like, they're saying this to my girlfriend, and I'm like, me? Yeah. I can hear and speak. Like, yeah, yes, I can answer these questions. So, yeah, there's, like, it's a give and take. Like, yeah, so stuff like that. People are very helpful, but also insulting.
Yeah, it's like a backhanded compliment, kind of.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Let's see. What's your hidden talent? Do you have any hidden talents?
No, I don't have any open talent. I don't have any talents at the forefront. I can say words. If you say a word that I know how to spell, I can say it backwards. I don't know if that's a talent, even, but it's something weird I can do.
Date.
Eat head.
E-T-A-D. All the ones you said, eat head.
Well, yeah, I guess it depends on how you pronounce
it. No, it's relatable.
Yeah.
I relate.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have any irrational fears? Well, I guess
not crazy, but like birds are kind of weird.
Birds?
You know? Yeah, they have a power that we don't. Like, they could just fucking fly at you.
Yeah.
Like, that's very spooky.
Have you been hit by a bird?
No. No, but and I do my best not to.
I guess that's why it's irrational.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, just like geese are frightening to me. Like, they.
Oh, yeah.
They're weird. They're weird creatures.
They are.
And some say they don't exist. People think that the pigeons in New York are fucking robots, you know? So.
Yeah, well, they could be.
Yeah.
They could be Russian spies. We don't
know. Something to fear. It's a healthy fear, I think.
So you said you drink alcohol, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite cocktail?
Manhattan, probably.
What's in a Manhattan?
It's whiskey, vermouth, and bitters, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've had to slow down my drinking. I become mean.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mean how? Give me an example.
Like, my boyfriend was using the bathroom the other day, and I was roasting him for how long he sits there.
You're just shit-faced?
I was fucking fucked
hey,
up.
Hey, motherfucker.
Yeah, and I was like, okay. What are you doing? And he was like, I'm going to the bathroom, and I don't remember what happened after that, but he said I was a real asshole.
Okay. So sober mean for you is like asking me what this room looks like, and then it gets worse from there, you're saying. Like, if we give you a few shots, it would get rough in here.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. That's good to know.
I don't know. Like, I guess I don't... It's hard. It's... Yeah.
It's hard
for me to describe what I'm like when I'm drunk.
I get
because
very.
I don't really remember.
Well, I ruined a Kirk Minahan live show because I thought I was the guy that was like, I could have a few drinks and I only get funnier. I'm great. But in reality, if you go and listen to it, what happened is I'm like, you motherfucker. Just slurring my words. You can't understand me repeating myself over and over again. So I'm not as good a drunk as I thought I was like in college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find that I'm really good at dishing it when I'm drunk.
Sure.
But I am very bad at taking it.
Really?
Yeah. So if I tease you and I think it's funny and then you tease me, I'm like crickets.
I'm probably the same. I get very sensitive in general. I think I'm kind of like this no matter what. I'm very like, oh, does this person, like, I need you to let me know you're having a great time. Otherwise, I assume it's a terrible time. So when I'm drunk, that only gets worse where, like, if you're not openly saying, Mike, you're the greatest man I've ever met in my life, I'm like, oh, God, I'm bombing. You're having a horrendous evening.
Yeah, exactly. Let's say that you meet your soulmate. Okay. Which you may have already done that.
I think so.
What can they do to ruin that?
Just take a smelly dump, I guess, and let me walk into the bathroom.
Wow.
Yeah.
So not much.
Yeah, that's it's pretty paper thin. my loyalty could be torn apart pretty easily.
How do you feel about open relationships?
I mean, I've never been in one. I would probably get jealous, but like, I'm not opposed to the idea in the sense of like, I don't know. I don't judge anyone that does that sort of thing. I think it could work if both parties are into it. I just think I would be the one that doesn't really take advantage of it. And also is like, where were you tonight? You know, like it's very sensitive. So I would cave on it pretty quickly, I think.
I feel you on that. What is the longest you've ever been in a relationship?
This that I'm in right now, 5.5 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. I mean, so like we talk about getting married and everything. We're all going to buy a house first. So, but there's not like neither of us, I don't think, unless she's lying to me, which you might be a better judge of this. Maybe she is lying. But we're both kind of on the mindset like we don't need, like I like the idea of having a wedding in the sense I like all my friends and family being in one place for a celebration. That'll be cool. But I don't need to stand up and be like, I take this woman. Like it seems very unnecessary.
Yeah, but you know? That's like a massive part of marriage.
I get it's one day. It's not though. It's barely a part.
But it's saying I do. Like people get married because they need that validation.
Yeah. So would that be important to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my boyfriend was so hard to nail down.
Is that right?
Oh my goodness.
I kind of fell in love with your boyfriend the other day.
Isn't he so cool? And
I got offended like retroactively. I've heard you say you're into like medium ugly guys.
Yeah.
And I left that lunch being like, this man is a prince. How could she insult him like that? He's a, I'll carry him on my shoulders out of here. He was a delight.
Well, he weighs like 260 something pounds. So I don't think he'd be on your shoulders.
We'd be wrestling for who's on top.
Yeah. But he is very sweet. Yeah. And he is medium ugly. Let's see.
Well, I can't tell. I'm not a great judge. So.
You know, he asked me after that. He was like, you said you're into medium ugly guys. And I was like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, am I? And I was like, mm-hmm.
At least you were honest. You weren't like, no, you were the exception.
Well, trust me, he's very honest to me about what's going on with me. Like, if my breath smells, he's like, you need to use some smart mouth.
Good. That's good.
You know, so I'm going to be like, well, okay, but you're also medium ugly. So
just in that moment, right away.
Yeah.
It doesn't really apply.
No,
though,
it's like
but
a
I like you throwing
slingshot.
It at him. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Keep
like,
him in line.
I'll go fix my bad breath, but there's not a fucking thing you can do
that seems
to fix you.
Incredibly harsh for just saying, have a mint, sweetheart.
I could be fat, but I can diet. You can't do shit. Right. And I love you.
All right. That's fair. I like it. Rule with an iron fist.
So let's do my tasting menu.
Okay.
So this is a little bit of a new incorporation to the menu.
I don't think I've heard this.
So the tasting menu is where I ask you a bunch of questions and you have to rapid fire answer the first thing that comes to your head.
Okay.
Oldest thing in your fridge right now. You've got to be able to smell it.
Some kind of vegetable, I imagine, with me.
What's your favorite kind of vegetable?
I like kale, I guess. That's probably not a normal one, but I like it.
Not normal at all.
Yeah.
East Coast or West Coast?
West.
Deep dish or West? You live on the East.
Exactly. I don't know why. It's mentally ill to live in the Northeast. It doesn't make any sense. And anytime I come out, like I was in California last month. I've been in Texas a couple times. Just so, the weather out here is just so much nicer.
Well, for today.
Yeah, I guess. But in general. It's 20 degrees where I'm from right now.
That's true. Fuck that. Deep dish or thin crust?
Thin crust.
We already don't like pineapple. Star Wars or Harry Potter?
I don't give a fuck about either, really. Star Wars, I guess.
That's a red flag.
How is that a red flag?
Harry Potter's
I'm
my
not a
favorite
fucking
movie.
Dork.
Hey!
You date dorks?
Whoa! I mean, most dorks are medium ugly.
I guess that's true. That is your wheelhouse. Yeah.
What do you think is the best music to have sex to?
I don't have sex to music. I don't
what
know.
Do you mean?
Marvin Gaye. I don't know. It's on 1948. I'm not putting on a record. Come here, sweetheart.
Well, you could have an Alexa and tell her to play something.
Yeah, no, I bump NWA and I go to town.
Okay. I would ask if you like leather or lace. Do you care?
Lace, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take it off with your teeth.
That's right.
Do you like ghosts or aliens more?
Like?
Well, like, agree with, believe
agree
in.
Agree with? Like, they're political
like, just
ideology?
Answer the fucking question.
Ghosts.
You're not supposed to ask me my questions back, okay?
All right, ghost.
Mohawks or mullets?
Oh, mullets, I guess.
Do you not like these questions? Do you want to change the question?
I don't like the kind of people that questions are targeted for, I don't think. don't fit these categories.
Okay. If you had to get a manicure or a pedicure, which one would you get?
Pedicure.
Favorite cocktail? Manhattan. Shower or bath?
Shower. Baths are gross.
They are kind of gross.
Yeah. We stayed in a hotel with a jacuzzi, and my girlfriend tried to like get me to take a bath with her, which I find to be the unsexiest thing. Just the idea of me in water feels like a disgusting, like, marine biologist's duties. It does not feel like a sexy image.
She was trying to be romantic.
She was trying, yeah. The idea of your ass scraping against where someone has washed themselves.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. Not into it.
Do you like coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Do you drink a lot of coffee?
One a day.
That's not a lot.
No.
Favorite flowers?
I don't. Roses.
You like the way they smell?
Sure. Because I don't know what they look like, Lauren.
No, I didn't see the say angle. That.
I don't care for this interview styling here.
Listen, I'm asking you because you can smell roses, but it seems like we're not using our sense of smell these days either.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess roses if I had to pick one.
Are you a morning bird or a night owl?
Probably morning. I wake up pretty early.
Favorite position?
Girl on top, doing the work.
Okay. You know? Yeah, make her work for it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. This is a relaxed time. I would say lights on or off. That's a basic one. But
they're always off. Always off in this brain.
Botox or wrinkles? No, you don't do either one. iPhone or Android?
You don't do either one.
You have this constant sun protection on your face. You're not getting wrinkles.
Sure. Yeah.
And you probably don't use Botox. That was for women anyway. I shouldn't have said it. I'm just reading these questions out
loud.
Oh,
I thought you meant like, what do I prefer? Autopilot, like a wrinkly old bitch or a...
you use an Android though, right?
I do, yeah.
Is that...
People say that's like for poor people. The phones cost the same amount, right? I don't get that.
I can always just tell when it goes through green. Like either you have an Android or you've blocked me.
Yeah, that's what I've always used and I like the layout of it. Like, Apple makes it annoying for us blinds.
Does it speak to you when you get a text?
It can, yeah. I have a setting that does that, yeah.
I'm just asking.
What did I give you attitude?
No.
You're just snippy already. This feels like second date energy now, where you're giving me a lot of attitude.
Sorry, I'll calm down. Do you like wine or champagne?
Wine.
Vanilla or chocolate?
Chocolate.
Favorite car? You don't drive.
That's cute.
Introvert or extrovert?
Definitely an introvert. I like the idea of being extroverted, but I'm not.
So you like to chill at home more than go out?
For sure. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Sweet or savory?
I was going to say sweet. I've never really understood what those words meant.
So sweet is...
Sweet is chocolate, right?
Yeah.
And savory is what?
Salty, like pizza.
Oh, why wouldn't it be sweet or salty then?
Because we're a higher class.
I don't mean to bring this
people.
To another. I've brought this to a grinding halt. This is supposed to be rapid fire.
It's
sweet.
Okay. And now you're wondering why I'm using the word savory. I'm asking because sometimes when you have craving, like some people are like, oh, I'd do anything for a donut right now. I never get that craving. Now, a kolache, like a pig in the blanket.
Ooh, that's good.
Like, that's savory.
Okay, then I'm definitely more savory, I think.
Yeah. You have a craving, you lean towards something saltier.
Okay, yes.
Then something.
I think I'm savory, yeah.
Yeah, I think you are too. I think you're extremely salty, Mike.
Have I been? That'd be wild if that was your take that I'm like the most controversial guy. Like, I was angry the whole time or something. I'm just a sweet boy.
Do you like karaoke?
Not particularly.
Do you like to dance?
No, if I were to do one or the other, it would be dance, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll dance at a wedding.
Do you like goldfish or Cheez-Its?
Cheez-Its.
Spearmint or peppermint?
Peppermint. Spearmint's kind of gross, I think, after a while.
Yeah?
The idea of it's nice, but I don't think it makes your breath smell better, really.
I don't know. I don't really like gum. I always...
What do you give your boyfriend
time,
when your breath smells? What does your boyfriend give
I
you?
I literally breathe on him. I just go...
All right.
You
so more
to
of a spearmint
love me. I like Tic Tacs.
Okay.
I feel like no one eats Tic Tacs anymore, but I'm that person in Target that like gets.
I feel like they're still in business. I don't know.
They're definitely still in business. There's so many Tic Tacs. If you the next time you go to a convenience store, look how many Tic Tacs there are. There's like a lot.
Is that right?
I think so.
All right, I'll feel around for them.
Do you like boxers or briefs?
Boxers or boxer briefs.
Are you an alpha or beta?
Definitely a beta. Cuck bitch. I am a pussy. You can do whatever you want to me. Like, legitimate, at a restaurant, I've talked about this before, where, like, you can serve me whatever you want. Like, here's just a plate of steaming diarrhea. And I'd be like, thank you, ma'am.
Aww.
I appreciate it. Whatever. I just don't want any trouble.
No.
So, yeah, I'm not an alpha by any means.
Well, I'll ask you my dessert question.
Okay.
What is the sweetest thing you've ever done for your girlfriend?
I was worried this question was coming. I don't really have a great answer.
What is the sweetest thing she's ever done for you?
Oh, I mean, every day. Like, you've seen me operate here. Like, just the idea of living with me and helping me maneuver around the earth is very sweet of her. I've given nice gifts. Like, I got her Taylor Swift tickets last year.
Oh.
That's pretty difficult, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Like, jewelry, flowers, stuff like that. So, like, gifts, I guess. But, like, I'm not good at that. I'm a very complimentary. Words of affirmation are my big thing.
Yeah.
Was that like a head roll at that answer?
A what?
Did you just like kind of roll your eyes at that or no?
No.
All right, I'm wondering if
I
thought I just started seeing for the first time. Like, I felt your energy. I was like.
I was like, how the fuck would you even know if I did?
I could see a little bit. Just
no,
a little.
But all I right. didn't. Well, what is the percentage of blind?
I don't know. I don't know how the numbers work out like that.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Three, two.
Can you really see that?
Am I right?
I am holding up two.
All right. The dark background helps. By the way, that's another thing.
You're fucking blind? Get off my show!
There's no other disabilities you test either. Like, if I was in a wheelchair, bang my knee. I have 2400 vision. So things that are 20 feet away look 400 feet away.
Oh my God, I didn't even, that's crazy.
And I don't know if those numbers are still right because it's gotten worse over time, so it might be worse.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
by the way, just for future information, I guessed two or three. I knew the max was five, so.
You're gambling.
I had a pretty decent
shot. You're a gambling man.
Just ever try to pin me down on something like that again.
I could have, next time I'll hold up seven and I'll see
good.
What happens.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, where can people find you?
Blindmike.net. It's my link tree. All the links are there. I do three podcasts. Blind Mike Project, Why Are You Laughing, which is like a history of comedy podcast. You guys should check that out. We do a different subject every week. And then I co-host Who Are These Socials with my buddy Carl. And I'm on the Kirk Minahan Show for Barstool Sports twice a week. So check me out all those places. Blindmike.net is where you can find those links.
But Twitter is where it's at for us.
Twitter's the place. If you want to get on this show, I'll retweet you and Lauren will just have you on. Open door policy.
Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. It's
flying
been awesome.
Down here. This has been awesome.
It's been so much fun. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Guys, thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.
First date, baby.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First date.